This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. India's retail sector recorded its highest ever festive season sales this year between Navratri to Diwali, with trade touching an unprecedented 5.4 lakh crore rupees in goods and 65,000 crore rupees in services. A nationwide survey conducted by the Confederation of All India Traders revealed that the overall turnover rose by 25% compared to last year during the same period. The survey further indicated that nearly 72% of traders reported higher sales volumes, attributing the growth primarily to the reduction in GST rates. The survey further highlights that reduction in GST rates across key consumer and retail categories such as confectionery, home decor, footwear and ready-made garments, consumer durables and daily use items significantly improved price competitiveness and increased purchase momentum. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections was completed today for 122 assembly constituencies. During the process, the nomination paper of the Vikasheel Insan Party, that is VIP candidate from the Sugauli Assembly constituency in East Champaran district, was rejected due to an insufficient number of proposers. This has come as a major setback for the Grand Alliance. From the NDA, the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas has fielded Rajesh Kumar, alias Bablu Gupta, from the same constituency. In the second phase, voting will take place on the 11th of next month. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is 23rd of October. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, that is JMM, has launched a sharp attack on its INDIA bloc allies, Congress and RJD, for failing to clinch a poll pact for the Bihar Assembly elections. The party accused them of keeping the party bewildered over seat-sharing arrangements and forcing it to withdraw from the contest. As the Bihar polls draw closer, internal tensions have surfaced within the Grand Alliance, with the JMM announcing its exit from the alliance. Senior party leader and sports minister Sudhivya Kumar blamed RJD and Congress for this debacle, saying that JMM will review coalition with these parties. Reacting to the development, Congress leader Rakesh Sinha said, "The JMM deserved to get seats for the upcoming polls, but Congress should not be blamed for it." Sanae Takaichi has become Japan's first female prime minister. The upper house has elected Ms. Takaichi as prime minister. She received 125 votes in the upper house, just one vote above the simple majority necessary for victory. She secured 237 votes in the lower house, exceeding the required majority of 233. A former television anchor, Takaichi, entered Japanese politics in 1993, winning a seat in the lower house as an independent. Ms. Takaichi joined Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party in 1996 and entered the cabinet for the first time under former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has issued a red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 2 days. The weather agency also forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka tomorrow. Dr. B. Amudhar, Additional Director General of the Regional Met Department in Chennai, said that a well-marked low-pressure area is lying 400 kilometers away from Chennai in the southwest bay of Bengal.
Under the influence of an upper air cyclonic circulation, a low pressure area has formed over southwest Bay of Bengal. It is observed to be a well marked low pressure area over the same regions. It is likely to move west northwestwards and concentrate into a depression over southwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal off North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by the afternoon of tomorrow. Thereafter, it is likely to continue its west-northwestwards movement.
The IMD has also predicted a minimum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 33 degrees Celsius for the national capital tomorrow. Indian boys and girls kabaddi teams have registered emphatic victories in the Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. Indian boys team crushed arch rival Pakistan by 81-26 and the girls team overpowered Iran by 59-26. And that is the end of this news bulletin.